Wake up!
Wake up, sleepyhead.
Are you awake?
Time for breakfast.
Who wants homemade peanut brittle?
Great breakfast.
What? National Peanut Brittle Day.
Yum.
Today.
I had eaten 6 pounds of peanut brittle.
Awesome peanut brittle.
Will you hold on to my peanut brittle?
Happy National Peanut Brittle Day.
We can still make peanut brittle.
Ready to get started?
Let me just walk down this peanut brittle real quick.
You guys are nuts.
Showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
I will not be celebrating Peanut Brittle Day. Why? Because I have about $22,000 worth of work in my teeth.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, Peanut Brittle Day, I've already written that off. Is there anything else I could talk about? Oh, it's National Spouses Day. I used to have one of those, so I don't anymore, so I could write that off. Library Shelfie Day, we did talk about that a couple of weeks ago. It's National Green Juice Day. What the hell? I don't drink that stuff. Put your blender away. It's not going to happen. Oh, I did want to touch on one thing. Yes, I thought about this yesterday. I did get the history on the country covered. You could go to our news radio WKOK page and hear the interviews. But yeah, Chris Baylor from Country Covered said that they were in business for 49 years. Yesterday, I had said that when I moved here in 1982 to take a radio job in this building. The first weekend I was here, someone took me there for brunch, and I fell in love instantly. So I wasn't quite sure. Has the Country Covered been around as long as Tom Morgan has in the Susquehanna Valley? Well, the answer is yes. Much longer, actually. I've been here for 40 years, the Country Covered for 49. Let's not get into the fact that they're closing, because it still breaks my heart. All right?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
There are changes coming to Twitter. Are you excited as I am? Yeah, I'm not either. But Jimmy Fallon has it with Late Night TV. Hi.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Twitter is reportedly working on a close friends feature that would let users share tweets with up to 150 people. That story again. Twitter is inventing the group chat from hell.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
You guys been following the Aussie Open? No, me either. Ever since that big important guy got thrown out. Not just thrown out of the Australian Open, thrown out of Australia. Because he lied about his, I don't need a vaccination. I'm a famous tennis player. Whatever. And to be honest with you, most tennis players' names I can't pronounce. Like, whatever happened to Jimmy Connors? That was okay. Now, I know what you're going to say. He's American. You could pronounce American names, Tom. This guy yesterday, Nick Kyrgios? I don't even know. And you know what? I didn't even care until yesterday when he hit a ball into the crowd and hit a 9-year-old kid. We have to get serious about this. Like in baseball games, they've been forced to put netting all the way around the stadium because we don't pay attention. We go to a baseball game and we're on our phones. I don't do any of that. I go to a ball game, I watch the ball game. It's that easy. But yesterday at the Australian Open, this poor little kid wasn't paying attention. Evidently, neither were the broadcasters.
Left for service.
One for the fans, forcibly.
One for the fans?
I think that may have hit someone incredibly hard.
There was a kid.
There was a young fan who's just copped the full force of that and wasn't expecting it to come. So Ibraz Rocky Moore is coming down just to check to see.
And they're Australians, so they have to keep it classy. Oh, it hit that child incredibly hard.
Curious, did they give him a racket?
But they did stop the match, which was really cool. And the tennis player, Nick, whatever his name was able to go over and address the little boy and give him his racket, which I thought was cool.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We don't do stupid news here. That's for every other morning show who likes to call people stupid. We think it should be a learning lesson. And that's why we say, and there it is. Coming up, a Dunkin' Donuts employee that decided to invent his own promotion.
Thank you. What was the dollar for?
Oh, for the holiday today.
Oh,
was yeah.
Yeah, let's not get into that just yet. But at a drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts, the kid was giving nice-looking moms, let's put it that way, a dollar. And there it is. Details coming up. Oh, Lord. Morgan in the Morning.
94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
All right, moms, dads, listening up. Your teenage kid gets a job at a local fast food place, all right? And you're so proud of him until he goes viral with a video that he thinks is pretty funny. But no. No, his little TikTok could get him fired because he invents MILF Mondays.
Thank you. What was it all
for? Oh, for the holiday today?
Oh.
Yeah, you followed? Did you check your app?
No.
You should have got the MILF Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, so he gets a dollar. We're just like, here at Dunkin', we're trying to give back to like our local MILFs on Mondays now.
Very funny. Cute, though.
No, I'm serious.
Okay, have a good one.
Peace and mommy.
Thanks.
Okay, so, yeah. He gives the lady the dollar and she takes it. He tells her what it's for. She still takes the dollar. But really, you're not in charge of promotions where you work, kids. So just don't.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
Morgan in the morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Morgan in the morning.
Okay. I thought when I read this morning, I thought that this was like a spoiler for a Super Bowl commercial. But no, evidently the commercial is already on TV and I haven't seen it. Clever. It's for AT&T, where Ashton Kutcher's ex-wife, Demi Moore, or is it Demi Moore? Remember when she changed it for a while? Anyway, Demi Moore and his current wife, Mila Kunis, are together in the commercial in like this auditorium where they're going to be announced as high school alumni, most famous or whatever. At any rate, listen to this because it is National Spouses Day and it is funny.
And now for our high school's most admired alum.
Get up there.
Shut up. Embarrassing.
No way it's me.
Is that good acting?
That's why it's you.
You know her. You love her. You wish you could be her. It's Anna Gomez!
Who?
Our first Gagillionaire.
Gagillion what?
With AT&T Fiber, Anna's got the fastest internet with hyper gig speeds. Give it up for Anna.
I had no idea that we went to the same high school. We have a lot in common.
Please get off my stage.
Okay.
Now that's funny stuff. I didn't know that really Demi Moore and Mila Kunis were even talking, let alone appearing in commercials. I mean, think about it, guys. Are your current spouses friends with your ex? Spouses? That sounds like a topic for Facebook this morning because I've seen it locally in Central PA. Everybody's friendly to each other. So I've seen it a lot. So you could celebrate National Spouses Day today, in which you celebrate, here's what it says, the bond between you and your spouse. It is also good to remember January is known as the divorce month.
Whoopsie!
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
The hockey team from Hershey.
Side Janssen Fialbi, sub goal line feed. He gets it back. Right circle, pulls the trigger. It's gone!
Throw the teddy bears on the ice.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Throw a lot of teddy bears on the ice. That's a cool story. And it's good news. Coming up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Yeah, we got a lot of it. How about an Amazon driver that's more than just an Amazon driver?
Right now, there's a bear right there. Can you hear me?
He scares bears off people's porches.
That's
and it's
bear.
Caught by
a
ring cam.
That's fine.
That's pretty cool. The guy's doing more than his job. He could have stayed in the truck, but no. He shooed a bear. Is that the right word, shooed? He shooed him away? Anyway, very good job by Mr. Amazon. How about if you go to an opera and they need some help? And you're an opera student in the audience, but you realize the tenor part is missing. So you do it. Now that's interesting. It actually happened in China. It didn't happen here, but it's gone viral, and I think it's pretty cool. When the opera needs help, help them if you can. That's good news. Here's real good news locally for you Hershey Bear fans. Yeah, they went all out and set a record for how many bears they threw on the ice.
Here's side Janssen Fialbi, sub goal line feed. He gets it back. Right circle, pulls the trigger. It scores! Sweet cuddly mayhem! It's Teddy Bear Toss Time!
Yeah, now the Teddy Bear Toss is an annual event at Hershey Bears games, but they went all out recently, throwing 52,341 bears.
Morgan in the Morning, 94 KX.
That's more than good news.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
A couple in India recently announced that they will have their wedding in the metaverse and have invited 2,000 people. It's the perfect way to say, we don't want our grandparents to come.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
Yay. You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Thank you. The voice of Lynn Hall. She tells me to go. I go, darn it, every single day. How are you today?
Not too bad. And yourself?
I am doing okay. Let's take a look at the celebs.
Okay.
The list is a little weak.
Oh, no.
But that's just my opinion. Rachel DiPaolo is 31 today. You got nothing. Just say it.
Okay, yes.
That's okay.
Yes, I'm sorry.
But you do know that she is Dr. Sarah Reese on Chicago Med.
Oh, all right.
Okay. What a great show. All right, here's a name that nobody's going to know except for Tom Morgan and Lynn Hall. Are you ready? Andrew Ridgely.
Oh, my goodness. You don't hear his name very often
anymore. The other guy in Wham.
Yeah, that other guy.
Remember
not
Wham?
George Michael.
From the 80s and 90s. Oh, yeah, it was George Michael and that skinny guy.
That other guy. That's him.
That's him.
Yes.
All right. Wayne Gretzky, the great one.
Oh.
Hockey's great one. Uh-huh. 61 years old.
Okay.
Our girl Ellen DeGeneres is 64
today.
Oh, I
love Ellen. Oh, my goodness.
64?
Yeah. Wow, she's the best.
I can't believe she's
so
that
funny.
Old. She still reminds me of my older sister. She not only looks like her, but she talks like
she
her. She's
like
got the
her.
Same
That's
delivery.
Great.
My sister has actually been seen wandering Syracuse, New York, and people going, Ellen!
She might be able to make some money on autographs that way.
There you go. Our soulful Anita Baker is 64 Ooh, years okay. old today. And sports broadcaster, if you want to call him that, I say he's a comedian, Bob Uecker.
Yes.
Is 88 years old today.
Wow.
And he's still sitting in the front row. Those are the celebrity birthdays. Now we'd like to do the locals. What do we call them?
We call them birthday buddies, but I don't have a list. I have no list.
So does that mean I have to read them all?
Yes. Go ahead.
Damn it, girl. Alicia Farr is 39 today. Brandon Cullick from Mifflinburg is 41. Happy birthday. Kathy Hinckley from Herndon, she's 56. Corey Groom is 52 today. Debbie Christman from Sealands Grove is celebrating her 69th today. Happy birthday to Elsie Waring, 35.
I like that name, by the way. Elsie, great name.
You know, you don't have to comment now because you
know, I don't have a list.
Your computer's not working. You can't
shut
read
up,
off
Lynn.
It.
You don't have a list. Just shut up.
Gabriel Adams is 32 today. Happy birthday, Gary Troop from Mount Pleasant Mills. He's 58. Christy Bauer is 53 today. Happy birthday to Kylie Weaver from Winfield, 32. Lisa Miller is 45. Mark Nunn from Lewisburg is 46 today. Happy birthday to Mary Soutman. Oh, wait. That's Sortman from Sunbury, 85 years old. Mary, God bless you. Petra James from Sunbury is 52. Renee Foltz, 46. A lot of birthdays, especially if you have to read them all yourself. Just saying. Ruth Green is 69. Shayna Ebright from Middleburg is 52. Happy birthday to Terry Joe Brown from Sunbury, 31. We have nothing on the Ford Fun Line.
Nothing for me to say.
Nothing from Facebook Messenger.
No list for Lynn today.
And nothing from the text club or email. Did you at least check the email?
No, I didn't do that either. I'm a waste today.
I absolutely love when you come in and visit us. But
I
really,
like visiting, but I wasn't ready at all, so.
But really, the question looms, what are you doing here this morning?
Nothing at all. Not a darn thing. Just standing here.
However, However, every day at this time it is.
It is birthday bunnies.
Yeah, with Morgan in the Morning.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Did you ever return something in a store and you're not quite sure what their policy is? So you go on what's floating around in your head. Do you have a receipt? No. When did you purchase this? I don't know. Coming up, some virtual comedy that may be able to help you return something.
WQKX Viral Comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Okay, this TikToker who goes by the name Money Lawyer Erica has a problem returning things at Costco. So she does like an educational video for the rest of us.
Hi, I just bought that TV recently and it's $400 off now. Nothing I can do, sorry.
She has no idea how to hack. Watch this.
Actually, I've read your terms and I know you have a price adjustment policy. When did you buy the TV? 3 weeks ago, so it falls within the 30-day price adjustment period. Fine, we'll give you back the $400 difference.
Isn't that funny? I mean, TikTok doesn't always have to be like goofy kids dancing. She's actually a lawyer and she actually explains how you can get away with returning something. Now, granted, we don't have a Costco close by. Back home they do. But, you know, try it at your area Walmart. Yeah, good luck with that.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Could David Letterman be coming back to late night TV?
Morgan in the Morning.
Imagine David Letterman coming back to late night TV. It would be the greatest thing ever. Do you agree or disagree? I think David Letterman was the best. Now, you people that are older, there was Johnny Carson. I worship Johnny Carson, all right? And even beyond Johnny Carson, The Tonight Show started Steve Allen. I don't remember that. But yeah, Johnny was great, but David Letterman turned it all around. He gave it a reason to watch late night TV every night and not just Saturday night for Saturday Night Live. Well, Letterman is coming back to late night, but he'll appear with Seth Meyers. Late Night with Seth Meyers for just a guest appearance on the 40th anniversary show, and that's coming up February 1st. It's kind of a big deal for him to be appearing because it's on NBC again, considering it wasn't the best of breakups when they took on Jay Leno instead of David Letterman. Do you remember that? Anyway, David Letterman coming back to TV, which I think is cool, late night TV, with my current favorite late night guy, Seth Meyers. Remember when he came back last time with Conan O'Brien?
When I first got this job, I came here to 30 Rock.
Did you get this job, by the way?
Was it a theme writing contest?
Or yes. What? Yes. Yeah. It was a what would I do with a talk show, and I was fourth.
The quality of the stuff just knocks me out, and I think you've really done a great job to carve out a wonderful identity for yourselves, and there's nothing like this show or anywhere on television, and I really, really appreciate that. I think you did a nice job.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
How about that? David paying homage to Conan, who's also gone, too.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
You know, Tiffany Haddish is one of my girls, man. She's funny until she got that DUI for marijuana. Well, she still finds a way to make it funny.
Best songs on the radio. 94.1. 94.1. WQKX.
In digital HD.
Tiffany Haddish on late night TV coming up next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
If you listen to the show, and I hope you do every single day, I got some favorites. Ellen DeGeneres is one of my favorite people of all time. If you don't like her, oh well, I do. That kind of thing. Most recently, Tiffany Haddish. I just think she's funny. We've heard her on TV commercials and radio commercials, and she's still funny. Go ahead and Google her name, Tiffany Haddish, H-A-D-D-I-S-H. Google it and watch some of her older stand-up stuff when she was a stand-up comedian. Very funny. Well, last week, she got a DUI. That was not very funny. But she still has an interesting way of looking at it. And she was on TV last night with Jimmy Fallon.
I know you had a very public breakup, and then I just saw you're in the news last week.
Well, I've been praying to God to send me a new man, a good man. And God went ahead and sent me 4 in a uniform. I wasn't expecting that at all. Now I got a really great lawyer, and we're going to work it out. Yeah. I got to get my asking of things to God a little bit.
Yeah, we got to be a little clear.
Yeah, you want a man, but not in a police outfit, okay? Following you. No.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, coming up, we mentioned at the top of the show that it is National Spouses Day, so do something nice for your spouse today. Wouldn't that be great? Tell them how much they mean to you. I've mentioned this before in the show. I have no spouse. I have no intention of ever having a spouse again. Are we clear on that? However, Tom's top list of the day, top stats about spouses.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
The SAT exam is going fully digital and being shortened from 3 hours to 2. Wow, that's like, sorry, I don't have an analogy. I bombed on the verbal on my SATs. I'm more of a math guy.
NASA announced that the world's largest and most powerful space telescope has reached its observation post and is now 1 million miles away from Earth. Must be nice.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on National Spouses Day, and I'll try to be really cool, because these are actual stats. I'm not going to throw my opinion in, okay? Stat number one, 45% of married couples usually celebrate Valentine's Day one way or another. 45%. 80% say it was a bigger deal before they were married. Probably accounts for the other 55%. Number two, only 16% said they argue with their spouse on a regular basis. Only 16%. That's pretty good. 10% of married couples say they love their spouse, but they sometimes wish they could date somebody else. Yikes! Number four, 17% agree with the statement, my spouse is a slob. Usually the slob is the husband. Clean it up, guys. And finally, the things we're most likely to appreciate about your spouse, hardworking. Love being around them. They make me laugh. They're smart. They're supportive. And oh yeah, they make a great parent.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We can't talk enough about the Cabin Fever Party. We'll chat about that in our parting shot today. It's Jimmy Fallon with what is good and what is bad about the first year. One day closer to the Cabin Fever Party at Spyglass. Did you check the weather? Did you pay attention to that guy? It doesn't look like it's going to be over freezing for several days. So that means the ice trail that Tom Webb is working on, if you listened to the show yesterday or the podcast, go to that. He's been sprinkling and misting his hill for days. And then we're going to bring in a snow machine. This is going to be fun. Details on the way next, plus our parting shot. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You got the cabin fever. Feel the need for more cowbell. No, that's something else. I got the fever, though, the cabin fever, and therefore, I'm building my own cardboard sled, and I'm going to Spyglass Ridge Winery this Saturday. Now, if you heard Tom Webb on the show yesterday, he said they've been doing this for about 6 years, but this is the biggest ever because they've invented cardboard sled racing. Now, if you're familiar with Riverfest in Sunbury in the summer, they brought back the cardboard boat races, which were hilarious. Well, that's kind of where they got this idea, except we're going to use sleds now, and we're going to make the hill at Spyglass just a little slippy. You could bring the kids and their sleds, their real sleds, and they could test fire it for a while. But at 4 o'clock, we're going to do actual cardboard sled racing competitively, and they've asked me to be the MC. This should be a blast. Given that, we're building our own 94KX cardboard sled, and we're going to run that down in exhibition because we can't compete. But it's going to be fun. There's going to be live music inside the winery, live music later inside Three Beards. And it starts at 2 o'clock, and we want you to be part of that party. WQKX.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX.
Chad Evans on the way next, and he'll take you through the midday, including that lunch. I just love the lunch with the music we used to dance to. Our parting shot today comes from Jimmy Fallon. He's reading the pros and cons of President Biden's first year in office.
Pro, over 200 million Americans were vaccinated. Con, they were all in front of you in line at CVS.
Got a little messy, yeah.
Let's try the self-check.
Yeah.
Pro, his swearing-in ceremony was a year ago. Con, his swearing-at ceremony was yesterday.
Stupid SOB.
Pro, hospital deaths caused by Omicron are plummeting. Con, TV deaths caused by Peloton are skyrocketing. This guy died on...
Yeah.
What's going on? Pro, he got Tom Hanks to do a Pro America PSA. Con, he got Wilson the volleyball to run the CDC. Pro, he went after the insurance companies. Con, he called Geico Gecko a stupid son of a...
No, don't say that. Only the president could say that. Yeah.
Pro, Biden turned 79. Con, which explains why his approval rating has fallen and it can't get up.
Easy.
And finally, pro, people wonder if Biden is getting too old for another term. Con, even Tom Brady's like, gotta know when to pack it in, bro. There you have it.
And Aaron Rodgers. There you go.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.